right now. From the Sacramento Kings, your point guard, finished with the season, hopefully with some fine vacation plans involving an island, a drink, a little umbrella, whatever. It's Darren Collison. Hey, Darren, it's Dave, Katie, and Nate. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
What's going on, y'all? How are you doing?
Well, we're doing good. We're trying to wrap up this season, wrap our heads around this season.
It's post-mortem time.
It kind of is. We're doing this your exit interview, Darren, just so you know, before your real exit interview. I know this. I imagine of whatever your off-season plans are, I would guess that none of them involve voluntarily going to a Navy SEAL camp like Willie is doing. And I don't know what kind of crazy you have to be to volunteer for something like that. But he's doing it, Darren.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't? So this is crazy. I'll fill you in. On May 16th, he starts a six-week boot camp that is done by a former Navy SEAL. And he's going to do it the 6 weeks now, and he wants to do it again before training camp starts, because he said that the biggest weakness in his game is the mental side. So he's trying to do it to strengthen his mental fortitude. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
No, I haven't.
Darren's still trying to like let that sink in. That's a whole nother kind of crazy.
Right. I mean, it's not a bad idea. I mean, that's actually unique, but you'll never see me do it.
No.
Well, when you look at the young guys, Darren, and Willie specifically, since we kind of led off with him, after the trade, I mean, a huge transition. And, you know, you signed here with DeMarcus kind of a key guy and hoping, obviously, to make a playoff push. But when things changed after the All-Star break, how would you say that Willie handled his increased role?
I think he handled it really well. I mean, you could argue he's one of our best players, or if not our best player after the All-Star break, you know, since the trade. Now, I've been around a lot of, you know, players that were young and that are young and good right now. You know, Paul George in particular, when I was with Indiana. And the mentality and the work ethic that he had, I see similarities in some of these young guys. And we have about four of them, to be honest. You know, I just never seen so many young players that are so hungry and ready to work, and Scal, Willie, Buddy, and Papa. And I think Willie is like, you know, he's the older one, so he knows that he has to lead this team in the near future. So I think the way he played, I mean, it's exceptionally well.
Darren, I think largely the expectation, at least from our, you know, loser media perspective, once DeMarcus was traded, that this team was going to bottom out, that there wasn't really anything left for this season. And you guys managed to defy those expectations. And like you said, you got guys that are hungry, that are playing hard, and it resulted in a few wins. And I'm wondering if you could tell us a little about the role that Dave Yeager played in that, when I think it would have been easy to say, man, we just traded our best player. What are we doing this year? He managed to keep all you guys focused as professionals to keep going.
Yeah, he did. You know, I think he was our MVP throughout the whole season. You know, it's not easy, you know, dealing with some of the things that he had to deal with, you know, under those circumstances as a coach, night in, night out. But, you know, I've told him, you know, not one time did I see Dave, like, you know, be discouraged. You know, he didn't show it. You know, every day he was like, it was almost as if he was in a good mood still. You know, even when things wasn't going well, you know, we saw on his face a positive vibe, and it kind of rubbed off on us that, you know, every day we still had a chance. So the way Dave did the whole season was amazing too.
Darren Collison joining us on KHDK. The end of the season certainly filled with a lot of hope for a lot of fans with the youth, with Coach Yeager. And Darren, you had a phenomenal year. And one of the things I noticed in the second half, in the few bright spots when there were wins, when you saw the rookies doing something crazy, the camera would often find you or Anthony Tolliver or Garrett Temple, and you could see just this unbridled joy on your guys' faces. Like, you can't fake that. You're legitimately ecstatic. And I found myself wondering, Darren, you know, let's negotiate right now on the air. You're going to be 30 in August. That's not old by any means, but you're
not. Oh, that's so young. You're a baby.
That's what I'm saying. He's not a rookie, but he's in his prime. Now, I'm sure part of you is like, dude, I need to make the playoffs. Come on. And the other part of you, I know this. I know that you're into what's going on here. Where's your head at going into the offseason when it comes to being a Sacramento King next year?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you guys. You know, I think during the break, or after the break, you know, I wasn't really sure, you know, if I would be able to come back or if I wanted to, you know, because I saw the future for this team. And it just looked like, you know, they were just going to rebuild, you know, and they didn't look like, to me, that it was going to be a good situation as far as for a veteran like myself to win. But, you know, the more and more I start hanging out with these guys, and I've talked to Vladdy on a few occasions, everybody's serious about winning, you know, young or not. And that kind of, you know, re-motivated me to, you know, reconsider coming back. And I was talking to somebody, on, you know, during the game, and I just told them, you know, out of all the teams that I've been on, you know, winning teams, I've never been on a team that, you know, was under 500 and didn't make the playoffs that has so much good chemistry. You know, we just had a good vibe with each other. Everybody was good to each other, good people, good teammates, good coaching staff. And you would have never thought that our record was the way it was. So those are things that make me want to come back, you know, being around good people, good chemistry. Because I think in the end, those things will help you win. And I think that's our goal. That's the Sacramento Kings goal. And I think that's, you know, it's not easy to neglect that.
Darren, I want to ask you about something that is a really big hot button issue right now in the NBA. And I think the two things are related, but they're also two separate issues, you can argue. The idea of tanking for positioning yourself better in the lottery and resting players. I personally think that it is a disgrace to the game, even though I understand kind of the theory behind it. But as a player, someone that's been rested, that's been on teams that, you know, really are playing for the lottery, where do you fall on this discussion?
I hate it, Kay. I'm with you. You know, I can't, you know, stand the fact that, you know, players or myself, you know, we had to kind of deal with the resting situation. I don't know about the tanking. You know, you can't really see who's really trying to tank, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? But, you know, I've been part of the situation where, you know, where I rested, where I wanted to play, and I hate it. You know, I think fans deserve to see you play, you know, whenever they can, you know. And if you can play, play. You know, if you can't, you can't. But in LeBron James situation, I can see him. You know, he's been in 6 straight finals. You know, maybe he shouldn't rest on, you know, national televised games. Mm-hmm. But for a player like him that's been having so much miles on his body, I think every now and then he deserves to rest. You know, he's going to be in the finals. You're going to see him a lot more during the playoffs. And you're going to have an opportunity to see him. But, you know, for teams and players that are not in the playoffs, you know, I think you gotta play. You know, unless it's like the last game of the season, I mean, and you have young guys that are trying to, you know, present themselves, mm-hmm. I can see that. But other than that, you could play, and play hard and play all your minutes that you can. Play to your potential. Why not? That's what the fans want to see.
Well, in no way, shape, and form do I ever think that players or coaches are purposely trying to lose games. I don't think that exists in this league. However, we used to see when a team was out of the playoffs that it would be like maybe the last couple of weeks of the season where you would kind of play the young guys. It was part development, part getting a look at some of the guys potentially that you might want to see on the roster next year. But now it seems like it's starting so much earlier. So mm-hmm. in that sense, does it, from the player's perspective, does it feel like you have the complete support of maybe management and ownership to say, you know what, our goal is to go out there and win and play, but does it feel like it's shifting to a certain degree?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's getting out of hand. And a lot of times, you know, it's not the player's fault, and it's not even a coach's fault. You know, it's just out of everybody's hands that's on the court. Where, you know, it is left to management, where it's their idea to do certain decisions that is just not beneficial. I mean, I just think if you're trying to build a franchise and an organization, you understand winning in the NBA is so difficult, it's so hard. And if you continue to, like, tank and rest players when they can't really play, and you lose those games, it becomes contagious. It's bad for the fans. The fans don't want to see that, and I'm not saying that, you know, wins and losses carry over to next year, but, you know, if you've been a losing organization, I think you need to send a good vibe and have a positive attitude towards winning, and so it could carry over. So it's bad for the league. You know, I feel sorry whoever had to deal with it, and it's not good.
Darren Collison with us on KHTK. So kind of playing along those lines then, Darren, what did you think about the Mavericks the other night suiting up Tony Romo in the last game of the season? You know, they wanted to get him in the game. Adam Silver said no. Where do you stand on something like that?
Ooh, that's tough. I could see why Mark Cuban did it. You know, I think Tony Romo deserves it. I mean, listen, he's had a great career in Dallas. So, yeah, I know he wanted to honor him. Playing in the game was a little bit too much. You know, you don't want to be disrespectful, you know, to the other players as well, you know. So, I think it was all fun, though. They were just all trying to have fun and play games and, you know, enjoy the time there. But it was actually a good idea by Mark Cuban to honor him, and it was special for his part.
Dave can't figure out how to turn on his microphone. Jeez.
Listen, we appreciate you and your honesty all year long. You don't dodge questions. You say what's on your mind. I want to tack on to what Katie was asking you before we go, because I think it would be dishonest for me not to in talking about tanking. Darren, I'm a lifelong Kings fan, as diehard as you're going to find, and I was disgusted with myself. Because basically for the last month of the season, I did not want you guys to win. I didn't want you to win because I wanted those picks. I'm thinking about the future. And I admit that.
Makes him an awful person, by the way.
It's a horrible thing to be sitting there yesterday not rooting for the Clippers, but not wanting my own Kings to win because I know there's lottery balls involved. I don't blame you. I don't blame the coaches. I don't blame people like me. Ultimately, isn't this something that the NBA has to step in when it comes to resting, when it comes to tanking, and maybe fix the motivations for why we want that?
The resting part is difficult because, like I said before, I mean, we play all year long. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just two games. We play on the days when we don't play, and that's practicing. Mm-hmm. We play during the summer. I mean, every now and then you may need a break, especially if you've been playing for a long time, you know? So I don't know if you can come to a common solution on the resting part. The tanking, yes. We can do something about the system, about how to tank, because I don't think it's good for anybody if you root, you know, for somebody to lose or hope for somebody to lose to try to benefit you in the future. Me personally, I just think, you know, as a player, you know, you wake up in the morning. I mean, I drive like almost 45 minutes to shoot around. Then I have 45 minutes back home. The mental preparation from like 11 to, you know, 4, coming back to the arena. Then you got to work out for another hour and a half just to get ready for the game. The game is 2 hours. You know, you're away from your family. You want to make sure all that effort is into something to try to at least win. Mm. You know what I mean? Because you put so much into the game as a player, you know, it hurts when you lose a game, or it hurts when you don't play. So you want to make sure you get something out the game. And I'm sure for the fans, too, they worked hard, you know, at their jobs, and they want to come to see a game. They want to see their player that they watch. And then come to find out, they're driving 2 to 3 hours for a player that they want to see that's not even playing. So we just got to come to a common solution where it doesn't affect, you know, the fans' approach or, you know, players' approach, you know, in wanting to do what they want to do.
Darren, we appreciate it, honestly, and I think I speak for a lot of us. I'll speak just for me, that hope to see you here next year, really honestly. Hope you're still a Sacramento King next year, and we really appreciate everything you've done with us all year long.
No, it's my pleasure. Pleasure talking to you guys, even though I didn't want to wake up in the morning.
Hey, I'll tell you this too, Darren, because I don't know if I'm going to see you again before next season. Truly a pleasure to work with you. You made my job so much easier. I really, really appreciate that aspect from you. Thank you.
Nah, same to you guys. Appreciate it.
That's not what she says behind your back, though, to us, Darren. She always.
She does.
Yeah. I'm that girl. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Have a great summer, my man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Darren.
Thank you, guys.
All right, take care. We blew through our break, so let's take a quick break here. Oh, no, we're going to keep going? Oh, we're good?
What's happening?
I don't know. Matt's talking
on
to
the
Darren
phone.
Right now. Yeah, break.
Yeah, break
okay.
Now.
That's what I thought. I thought you gave me the stop sign. We'll take a quick break, come back, and finish off the drive with the Rebrew next. Sports 1140 KHDK.